Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we appreciate the layers of meaning stitched in Sangam literary work Natrinai 48, written by Perunkadungo, a poet king belonging to the Chera dynasty. Being the favored domain of this poet, the poem is set in the Pali landscape or the drylands, in the words of the lady's confidant to the man, recollecting events of the past. அன்றை அணைய ஆகி இன்றுவும் எம் கண் உளப்போல சுழலும் மாதோ புல் இதழ் கோங்கின் மெல் இதழ் குடைப்பூ வைகுரு மீனின் நினையத் தோன்றி புறவு அணி கொண்ட பூநாறு கடத்திடை கிடின் என இடிக்கும் கோள்தொடி மறவர் வடினவில் அம்பின் வினையர் அஞ்சாது அமர் இடை உருதர நீக்கி நீர் எமர் இடை உருதர ஒளித்த காடே. Right at the beginning, the poem pulls you in to listen intently to the unfolding story by talking of Andre, meaning that day, and Indruvum, meaning today too, and binding these two firmly with Kan Ula Pola, meaning as if within my eyes. To make you relish the story with all your senses, appear elements like Kudai Poo, meaning umbrella flower, Mel Idal, meaning soft petaled, and Poo Nare, meaning the fragrance of flowers. From fragrance, let's move on to sounds. Do you recognize these words, clang, swoosh, and tweet? These are the onomatopoeic words, words that are created from what they sound like. We meet one such Tamil word in this verse. Kidin, meaning a sudden sound. Speaking of sounds, the repeating structure in the last two lines of this little poem leaves us with a trance-like effect. Moving on from sounds to the domain of words, their meaning and context, we find the poem situated in a time when the man and lady are living a life of married union. One day, during this time, the man informs the lady's confidant of his intention to part away from the lady to complete a task. Hearing this, the lady's confidant recollects events from the time when the man had eloped with the lady and says, "What happened that day so long ago rises within me even today as if it's happening right before my eyes." As we were walking through the jungle path, the slender umbrella flower of the Kungam tree was glimmering above, reminding one of the star that appears in the early morning sky. The forest path we were treading was beautiful, filled with the fragrance of flowers. Suddenly, with a thundering sound, appeared before us those wasteland bandits wearing thick armlets and bearing the sharpest of arrows. And yet, not a bit afraid, you fought with those bandits and drove them away. But when you saw my kin, who had followed us knowing that we had eloped, you did something different. So as to avoid inflicting harm on them, you hid away in the forest. Do not be confused hearing the lady's confidant narrating these events from the lady's past with the man. Here, she takes on the voice of the lady to convey a hidden message to the man. When I first read the poem, I was mulling over for a long time, wondering why the lady's confidant is saying something irrelevant when the man is saying he wants to leave. Instead of using her persuasive skills to make him abandon his plan to part, why is she going on about the past? Being the wise one she is, she would never say something for the sake of saying it. Holding on to that faith, let's try to unravel the layers of hidden meaning in her words. First off, the Kungam or the red cotton tree. Kungam is a tree which is found all over India and in many other Southeast Asian countries. Here, the lady's confidant references the soft flowers of the Kungam tree, saying it reminds one of the stars that appear at dawn. Searching to know more about the shape of these flowers, I found that these flowers appear with 5 petals. Thus, in the lines, we do not find some irrelevant comparison, but a perfect parallel to the 5-pointed star. A true testimony to the acute powers of observation of the ancient poets. Now coming to why the lady's confidant is referencing these flowers and talking of a fragrant path through the forest, we see it's her way of bringing the man's attention to the happy wedded life that he's currently leading with the lady. On this blissful path, suddenly bandits break in. Like a dashing action hero, the man single-handedly defeats those skilled warriors and chases them away. Can you too hear the whistles and applause of an Indian audience watching a movie star's action sequence? Returning to the poem's reality, we find the lady's confidant drawing a parallel between the bandits and the man's intention to part away, stressing that it is the obstacle that has come in the way of the blissful wedded life of the lady and the man. And finally, the lady's confidant talks about how although the man has all the strength to fight with anyone in his path, when the lady's kin follow them hearing of their elopement, he does not choose to fight with them. Instead, ensuring that he does not hurt his lady, he avoids the confrontation and hides away in the forest. By pointing this out to the man, the lady's confidant is passing on a subtle message that he should abandon his intention to part away and show the same kindness of the past to his lady. A masterclass in the art of subtle persuasion. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your reflections. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.